This episode is sponsored by Studio Sweden Headphones and Cryptid Crate.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
Welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. I'm your host, Toby. And here's my co-host. Please introduce yourselves.
Kristen.
Addison.
And me, the lovable producer, because Toby sold his soul to me, Satan.
Womp womp womp.
Y'all love me. That's why everyone tunes in weekly to hear my voice.
Let's just say this is on the level of loving you. I literally hate red hot cinnamon anything, but I'd eat a whole box of it at one time to not have to deal with you on a daily basis.
Yeah, red hots are pretty gross. That's what we serve in hell for dinner, breakfast, lunch, snacks.
That makes no sense. That seems like it'd be y'all's choice.
Yeah.
You probably love that. Jawbreakers. He likes balls in his mouth.
it's that and cinnamon and big jawbreakers. Red gum and big red the drink.
I love Big Red Gum, Big Red Drink, so...
That's funny, because Big Red's my nickname.
See, I feel like Twizzlers
Yeah, there's
be
a fine
like...
line between Big Red eating and Big Red
person. Hey, I thought
person.
We were over the Twizzler thing.
No. Never.
Just because Rudy decided to dip out does not mean Twizzler Dick is not a name for you.
Whatever.
Well, now that you've hurt the devil's feelings... Sympathy for the devil?
No.
Can you really hurt the devil's feelings? I doubt it.
He's got one, I think.
Well, good. I plan on hurting that every chance I get.
So, usually on our show, if this is your first show, we talk about conspiracies and the supernatural.
The strange, the unusual.
All kinds of goofy and...
Whatever floats our own boat, and then hopefully we can float your boat, too.
Unless it's the Titanic. We...
We sunk that.
I sunk that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to...
200 million thousand miles away from the moon.
Go listen to the Titanic episode. But today, I wanted to do a back-to-school episode.
Whoop, whoop.
Because, guess what? If you're in the United States, because I don't know other countries' schooling schedules... It's back to school season.
I think they're way off than ours.
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
I think they.
I know Germany is completely different.
I feel like when I took French, I feel like in France they go like year round with like odd breaks.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a gymnasium.
Us good old folk in the States are going back to school right now. Whether you're going to kindergarten or you're in college, you're most likely. Starting up school or have been in school for a week or two, or you have kids in school or whatever it is. You know someone that's been or going to school right now. So I wanted to do this episode, but it's kind of a grab bag episode. There's a little mystery. There's a little spooky. There's a little alien. There's a little...
There's a little bit of everything.
There's a little bit of everything. So I've just got a grab bag special of school-related topics. So I hope you're prepared, because this is a little different. And I've never heard anyone do anything like this before, so I thought it'd be fun. Do you have something to say?
No, I thought I was going to sneeze. Sorry.
False alarm.
It was right there, and I was like...
It was on the tip of her nose.
Or I could be having a heart attack. I don't know, guys. Check on me halfway during the show and make sure I'm alive.
Satan bless you, just in case you do.
Oh, hell no. I don't want Satan blessing me. You keep that shit right to yourself. I need some Holy Spirit up in this bitch with me.
So, I figured we could start this out pretty rough. Do y'all want to start out with some really crazy...
Here, I'll start this out light for you. So when you say grab bag, all I think about is Sonic's old school grab bag burgers, where it was like five burgers for $5. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I do. I remember that. So
that
when
was
you say
a thing.
I miss Arby's five.
The brown
for five.
Bag special, pretty much, and it was
that was the thing.
Yeah. So it was a grab. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're
Stop
too
being
young.
So young.
But, All right, guys.
Yeah, so that when you say grab bag, I'm like, food. That's all I think about.
If it makes you feel any better, this is very off topic already, but when I was at work Friday, I got told that I was a kindergartner, and then to make me feel even better, they took it down to pre-K.
All right. So you're in the mindset for these topics
I
tonight.
Am.
Back to school with my number two pencils.
Yeah, basically.
So I've given each of these a title of my own. Now, a lot of these come from news articles and stuff that I found, or YouTube videos, whatever it may be. But I've given them my own title. This one is called Puppy versus Turtle.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
So
I can already think about what it is.
On March 7th, 2018, in Preston, Idaho, at the Preston Junior High School, two parents said a biology teacher named Robert Crossland fed a classroom turtle a terminally sick puppy in front of the class.
What?
They fed a turtle a puppy?
Yes.
They eat those?
Hold on, let me finish, and then we'll ask all the questions. The turtle was seized by the Idaho Department of Agriculture and humanely put down, and Robert Crossland was investigated for animal cruelty. The turtle was put down for being a non-native species that required a permit. A lot of unhappy people gave their two cents on the turtle being put down on Twitter and other social media platforms, saying things saying
it's
things
not his
like,
fault.
Right. Here's what a bunch of people were saying. A ridiculous reaction. Why punish the turtle? One user says. Well now, whoever came up with this idea isn't any better than the teacher, says another. One asked why they couldn't have taken it to a zoo. And I guess the reason they went with killing the turtle had to do with the stress it may cause on the animal and the possibility of spreading disease to other wildlife and livestock.
Because it ate the puppy?
Because it's not native. If they were to try to take it to a different area to release it, it might have different, I don't know. I didn't really quite understand why, but.
So it's okay to feed animals chicken, but not doggy beef.
I thought y'all were gonna zone in on the stress thing, because I know that sounds ridiculous, but my mom
it's a real thing.
My mom had a pig, right?
I've heard about the piggy.
They moved. He used to go inside and stuff and be an inside pig, and they moved, and he was so mad when they got him into his pen. He wouldn't leave that pen. He wouldn't go inside. They tried to get him to go inside. He was just like a different pig,
right?
Animal control got called on them because apparently in the city we live in, you're not supposed to have a pet pig, and they had to get rid of him. Well, they moved him out to the country, and apparently that night he had a heart attack and died because of the stress.
But, no, that is a real thing, though. Like, when animals react to, moving their environment and stuff is,
they get stressed out, and they... So, anyways, I could see that.
But
being...
he was already moved from one environment into the classroom, and then
another one. I don't know. That's just what they the
He's
reason
got the,
that they...
the crack itches from not being able to eat puppy. That's horrible. I'm sorry.
So Robert pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty, and now he faces up to 6 months in jail and a $5,000 fine if convicted at his trial scheduled to start this year, October 26, 2018.
I have a question, though. What was the lesson he was trying to teach?
I don't know. But you know what? Here's
and
something
where
else.
Where did he get this puppy from?
It said terminally ill. So I was like, did it have cancer? Like, what did it have? What was wrong
and
with
it? And what this? Kind of turtle eats a puppy?
It's a snapping
a
turtle.
Hungry
I'm
one?
Sorry. I forgot. I left that detail out. It was a snapping turtle.
They eat puppies?
Have you ever seen a real snapping turtle?
Yeah.
Like the big ass ones?
Yeah, but I know they had a hungering for puppies.
Yeah.
I
don't feel like you're supposed to feed them dogs.
I mean, in that case, we've been going to zoos and petting snapping turtles that can eat our fingers.
No, these look like crocodiles. The snapping turtles.
So where did he purchase this turtle from?
I don't know where the turtle came from.
I feel like this... I feel like this was some, black market turtle.
Bitch caught it off of the highway.
Yeah, I don't know where, but...
Because that's exactly...
Fun fact, though, I will say this, if anybody out there doesn't know this. Did you know that a turtle follows its same path for years over years over years? And whenever I was a store manager at a Dollar General, I was there for 2 years. Okay, so this one turtle would come through my store twice in those 2 years. And finally, this person told me, I was like, I keep putting him outside and he keeps coming in. And they said, did you know that a turtle follows its same path over and over again? So even
they have a GPS in their shell.
Even if that Dollar General wasn't there beforehand, it was once land, and so he's following the same land pattern that he's always followed. So he was gonna go through the store because that was the same land pattern, and I couldn't stop him.
You know, he gets to that Dollar General and he gets in and he's like, that's the one. Did I take a left Toby at Albuquerque?
I brought that one home to Toby, that turtle.
Yeah.
And you end up releasing it out on one of your wheels.
Oh, yeah. I probably shouldn't have done that then.
No, I mean, there's nothing really you can do.
So, I also found out about that town that all this happened in. That's where they filmed Napoleon Dynamite. Thought that was funny.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay, you ready?
Bunch of improv.
You ready for my next awful thing in the classroom?
Yeah, no. Go for it.
I call this one Rabbit Trick.
Oh, God.
And you know what? These aren't funny. These are terrible, but I couldn't help but try to...
I just know where it's going.
...make the situations lighter than they were.
I would not even lie. I thought the first one was going to be that a kid brought a dog to school on his backpack and it accidentally ate the class turtle.
You thought it was the other way around.
I thought it was the other way around.
Little did you know.
Little did I know, the serial killer was a turtle. The puppy killer.
So, Carl Rando, an Italian teacher and a trained surgeon, had ordered a delivery of 4 dead rabbits to be dissected for his class. 2 were dead when they arrived, but 2 were alive. He first tried to strangle them, then punch them, and finally finish them off with a hammer in front of the terrified
what
teens.
What kind of pussy-ass, oh grown-ass man is trying to strangle a rabbit?
Yes.
Strangle a rabbit? What, did he get his fucking shoelace?
And then he punched it. How do you punch a cute little rabbit?
Dude, if I want to fight somebody, I want to fight that person because they are a pussy and I could easily take them down.
Or they're like a psychopath. How do you look at a rabbit and have the ball? Like, how do you punch a rabbit in the face?
He's trying to get them grades on. He ain't worried about killing
them. Okay, now time out.
Why, he's saving money for the school.
Does it say what grade he's teaching? Because you said teens.
I wasn't real
okay,
sure.
So
it seemed
like
high school.
I took anatomy and physiology my junior year, and we dissected the same cat for 6 weeks. So
we dissected cats my senior year in A&P.
So mine was, I took A&P in junior year, so that's probably junior senior year is what we're talking.
So I was just curious because why is a trained surgeon?
Fucking Rabbit Fight Club
A&P. I wasn't real sure, but it honestly sounded like college to me.
Right.
But it said teenager, so I assumed okay, maybe younger.
All I see is the
I found two or three articles.
It's a dual credit class.
The Homer and Bart episode, you know, where he's shaking Bart, choking him. That's what I see is that science teacher choking out that little rabbit. Like, I oughta.
You know, those kids are gonna need counseling, and they're never gonna want to be doctors now.
Hell no, the kids these days are probably like all for it.
They're filming it for
kids.
YouTube.
Yeah, they're like, this will get me so many followers on Snapchat and YouTube and Twitter.
Well, okay, so he did get sentenced to 8 months in prison. So
cruelty.
Well, for that's kind of brutal. Like that's animal.
The guy who fed an animal to an animal didn't even get that long.
Well, trial's in October. So we don't know what he's gonna get. He might get something just as bad.
I feel like that's excessive.
Like, well, then
take a hammer to a rabbit.
To punch a rabbit or strangle it in front of your students, like not
taking
it to out back or something
right.
to do it. Like, I could almost see that working better.
Or why wouldn't you cage them and say, hey, you accidentally sent me 2 live ones. Where's my 2 dead ones?
Yeah, like there's a mistake here.
Come back here and kill these.
Who are they buying them from?
Right.
Because you're supposed to get them from, they're supposed to already be embalmed.
Yeah.
When you get them, that's the whole point. Is
oh, my God.
Yeah, so whenever we did the cats.
So those rabbits went through an embalming process? A botched embalming
obviously
process?
Obviously not. They're buying them from some weird place, because whenever you buy them, they're supposed to be embalmed, because they're supposed to be in a bucket.
So there's
so you
there's
can take
so much
them out.
More to the story.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, so you can take them out and put them back in.
I only found 2 articles, and I took the best info from both articles.
Right.
I couldn't find a whole lot on it, so.
So we'll
there's,
say
there's a lot missing.
So whenever
some black market rabbits.
sophomore, in my anatomy class, we had there were certain parts of a pig that you had to dissect. So you had to dissect. You had to dissect the eye of a pig, and a pig.
Yeah, keep going.
Whatever.
Keep going. This is turning me on.
Gross. So you had to dissect the eye of a pig and the pig.
Yeah.
Well, the pig that
go
I got.
Away, Satan.
The pig that I accidentally got had babies.
Oh, so you got me.
Yeah, that so you know what my teacher said? Go ahead and dissect the baby and see how that is.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
See, I got lucky. I was pregnant.
My cat had babies, too. Every year that I dissected something, it had babies.
See, I brought,
Baby killer.
I'm not a baby killer. It came to me embalmed. God. You're the one who kills things, not me.
What's that stuff? Like, Vicks. I brought Vicks, and I put it, like, on my lip and stuff when I had to do that crap. Cause I was...
See, I was lucky. I was already doing,
Did you say dicks?
Dicks on your nose.
I put dicks underneath my nose so I couldn't smell.
I knew it.
I was already apprenticing with my sister who was a mortician at the time, so I was lucky because I was familiar with the formaldehyde and
I was pregnant.
All that smell.
I was pregnant when I had to do it.
I can't believe they let you do that while you're pregnant.
Yeah,
they usually don't want you to be around all that. Or did they not know?
Well, about that.
Okay, so I got some other ones. I got some pranks gone wrong. I was going to do a whole thing of pranks gone wrong, but some of them aren't as cool as you would think, so I just grabbed a couple.
Were there, did anyone try to put their like principal's car on the roof?
No, like, there was one where they built for a senior... Most of these are senior pranks, obviously, but,
yes.
Like, they built a swimming pool inside the library filled it up with water and put... some kind of cooking oil on the ground so you couldn't get to it and they left the water running so it was just overflowing and had like it was like $1,500 worth of damage or $15,000 worth of damage. And it, you know, it's like we know those kind of cases happen, so I grabbed a couple of these ones that I thought were kind of interesting.
That's so good. So good.
That is pretty good. Makes me want to go back to be a senior to do some shit that I never did.
So, this one's called Ladybugs.
Oh, I think I saw that.
7 students at Choptincon
yeah.
High School in Maryland were criminally charged with burglary, destruction of property, and disturbing school activities after releasing 72,000 ladybugs into the school hallway on May 20th, 2015.
They eat things. Ladybugs do. People don't realize that, but they do. They eat paper and stuff.
So, they ordered these bugs off the internet, and apparently it took 7 employees over 4 hours to clean up as much as they could, because, you know, these ladybugs are going to go to all the nooks and crannies in the school.
Oh, they're going to have a lot of bad luck if they kill those ladybugs. That's supposed to be good luck if you get a ladybug to land on you and they're over there killing them and getting them out the door.
So, they, apparently the students forced open a door around 3:40 in the morning, and they were wearing masks and hoodies, and yeah, they got in trouble. A lot of trouble. There was another one about...
How did all those stay alive in travels?
I was wondering the same thing. Like, how many... was it one giant box? Was it several boxes? Like, how much were these ladybugs?
Because 72,000 ladybugs. Okay, ladybugs are pretty tiny, so... I mean, that's not very many looking. I mean, you know, I mean, that is, but it's not at the same time because there's like a millimeter each.
You can get a 1,500 ladybugs for $13 online.
They spent their whole life savings of allowance on ladybugs.
So.
Or had rich parents. One or the other.
Yeah. Apparently they're pretty cheap.
Cheap? I don't think $15, $1,500. I mean, I don't have no use for those, but they did.
So yeah,
I'm not looking for ladybugs.
There was one case I saw that they had a live possum in the school, and it just shredded. And it may have been more than one, but it shredded paperwork. Trash cans were flipped over, and overnight it was something crazy. I didn't write that one down because it was just a possum.
Yeah,
this one.
I recently heard though, if you ever see an owl, a possum, or anything, or a bat, or anything that's nocturnal and it's
out during the daylight, it has rabies.
Yes, I never knew that. You found that freaking bat that one time, Toby, out in the daylight.
Please refer to him as his real name.
Dracula.
Dracula.
You found Dracula out in the middle of the daylight.
Yeah.
We could have got rabies.
Well, no. He was out in the daylight because he was wrapped in a barbed wire fence. His wing got caught in one of the barbed wire hooks, and I guess he was... flying, he hit it and it caught him and it spun him around, so he was like tangled up in it and he was just sitting there dangling.
Fly. Let's just say this little jeepers creeper son of a bitch,
he had this big hole in his
fixed his wing in one day.
Yeah, he had a big hole in his wing, and I saw it. I stretched out his arm and I could see it, and I had him in this little plastic container, and we took him to see our friends that actually used to do the show with us in the early days, Evan and Tina. And I don't know what happened, but we were jacking around and had him in the house and had the lid off because he couldn't fly.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he flew. And his wing, and we stretched his wing out again once we caught him, and it was healed. So we took him outside and let him back out into the city limits that we can't say out loud because I don't want to get a ticket because I don't know what the limit is on.
Let's just say that I was down on the ground and I was being quiet, but our friend Tina was screaming bloody murder, and I was like, quit screaming. They can hear noises and you're attracting him. And all I see, I look up for a split second and I see Toby and Evan, and all they got is potholders trying to catch this motherfucker. And I'm like,
I didn't want to get bit by that.
Yeah, that's good.
I would have turned into a vampire. Okay, so back to school. Back to school topics, I should say. So this one, oh, speaking of noise, this one's called laxative.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, yes, this is going to be good.
So in 2015 in Kansas, the Blue Valley High School, a student gave a teacher a laxative-laced brownie.
Yes.
By accident. Let me stress that it was by accident.
Oh,
it was not intended for the teacher.
Who's it intended for?
What's a bloody hell shit show, ladies and gentlemen?
The brownies were made by a senior who was giving them to the juniors and never expected a teacher to get a hold of them.
Oh, that's fucked. So that senior is planning on giving the junior class the shits.
Yes. So
that's mean.
But what makes this a bigger issue is that the teacher had a history of strokes and seizures.
Oh, no.
And took several different medications to prevent these issues that they had. So apparently the laxatives are counteractive to
the medicine,
not letting it work. So it was a big deal. He's fine. I think it was a male teacher. I don't remember what the article said. But the teacher was fine. It was scary. And the student and the parent apologized to the teacher.
The parent was in on it?
I don't know why the parent apologized. Maybe it was just like, I'm sorry, my kid's an idiot. You know? I'm not sure.
They had to have known to make that many brownies and buy that much laxatives.
I don't know. But the punishment was not being allowed to walk at graduation.
That is pretty horrible.
But is that fair? Is that a fair punishment?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. It's the least amount. It's not as bad as it could have been, but that is a horrible thing because you got to think, how many years did you work up for that?
They threatened our class. Like, we...
They do. They do warn you. I mean, they're like, if you do
anything...
They
told us they were...
We will make you where you don't want.
Very, like, tit for tat, word for word. They looked at us and they said, no funny shit or none of you will walk.
Right.
But the walk is a big deal because you spent.
I mean, there's like, we had.
Well, how she said it, it was like, I'm going to fucking break your legs. None of you are going to walk. It was funny how you said it. I knew what you meant, but it was so funny.
I mean, it was said that.
That's 12 years of your life.
Well, I mean, I didn't really care to walk. I was big, fat, and pregnant.
Shit, I did.
I got in trouble and I wasn't going to be. That'll be a story for one day. Real quick, I'll just give the brief summary. I got in trouble because I used to make skits in high school.
Yeah.
It was my senior year, and long story short, my vice principal came and pulled me out of the lunchroom and said, come with me. And I asked him a question. Oh, this is not being short at all. I'm going to try to speed this up. I asked him a question. He said, come on. I said, are you sure? I was asking if I could dump the tray that I had, my lunch tray. And he said, never mind, and threw up his hands because he was on edge all the time. So I was like, what the fuck? So I left my food, and I started walking towards the office because I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Apparently, long story short, apparently one of the kids in my skit video brought the video to school. He moons the camera, and this is all made off school property. This was made at home.
Right.
He mooned the camera, and we were all underage. We were all 17 or so. Anyways, he moons the camera, and what they ended up trying to say is that it was child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got in trouble because I went to the principal's office, vice principal's office, knocked on the door. He swung open the door and got in my face and said, you need to go away, Mr. Schofield. And I was like, huh. And I've got a short temper. All I did was clench my fist down by my side, not even like up, like because I got mad. I was frustrated. I clenched my fist, I stepped away, and I pulled my phone out of my pocket and I called my dad and said, Dad, you need to get up here. So that act right there of me just in frustration clenching my fist, he felt threatened that I was going to hurt him. Even though I didn't do anything, I didn't cuss, I didn't do nothing. They were going to put me in an alternative AEP. School program. Yeah, for the entire school year. This was, let me remind you, this is like 3 or 4 weeks into the first 6 weeks of the school year.
Oh, my God.
So I was not going to get to walk. I wasn't going to get to do all the computer maintenance classes I was in. It was done. So I ended up quitting school and going back the next year. It was terrible.
So you could walk.
Anyways, I guess it's still school topic.
And they told him, if you leave, you won't come back.
Yeah, they looked at me and
most
said...
most people who leave and drop out of school, ratio is they won't come back, and he came back.
Yep.
They said that to my brother. They were like, you know what, if you quit, like, good luck to you. And he quit, and he got his GED and stuff.
Well, I didn't get my GED. I went back. That was an option for me, but because he looked me dead in the face and said, you won't come back, I was like, all right, motherfucker. I'll prove you wrong. Anyway,
just took 1 year vacation.
Yeah, I took a 1 year vacation from high school. How many people do that?
Well, it's my sophomore year, and I still don't know how they got my car keys. Someone managed to get my car keys out of my pocket or my purse, and managed to get out of. And our school is not. And this is probably why they lock the doors and stuff now during the day. But they moved my, I drove a 2006 white Ford Focus at the time, and they moved it from my parking spot onto the practice field underneath the field goal. So halfway through the day, and this was like during ag class, so Mr. Garson, our assistant principal, gets on the
loudspeaker.
Yeah, and is like, intercom. I need the owner of a white Ford Focus to come to the office, please. And I'm like, shit. And I'm like, scrambling. I could not find my keys. He still had them. The dude that moved my car still freaking had them. And I'm like running out. And he goes, Miss Watts. And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea how it got there. I didn't put it there.
Well, damn. In a little while, maybe you could have played it off and said it was a ghost that moved it. Because we got some ghost stories in a little while. But before we take a break, I want to tell you one. This is a really serious story. This one's not really that funny. But
don't do this to me.
It sucks. I don't like this one, but it's called broom hazing.
Oh, God. Ooh,
I already know.
I didn't know about this. I told someone at work about it, and they were like, yeah, you don't remember that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was 9, 10 when this happened, you know?
Oh.
So in March 1997, three sophomore baseball players from San Diego, California, the Rancho Bernardo High School, the three sophomores... baseball players pleaded guilty to the assault of a 15-year-old teammate in the locker room. Several other students also claimed the same assault, while the parents said that the school didn't protect their children from this violent hazing. The baseball players were apparently sodomized with a broom handle by the older teammates. Like, new teammates would get the broom. So apparently this was what older team members would threaten to do to all the freshman players. The school district paid $675,000 to settle the claim, and the three players were sentenced to time in juvie hall. So, that's not all for this particular school. This school had a couple other bad run-ins. This same school, in April 2002, the school's assistant principal forced female students at a school dance to lift their clothing and expose their underwear in search of G-strings and thongs.
Oh my God.
The district said the reason for the check was to ensure appropriate school dress. So, I guess Rita Wilson, the assistant principal involved in this incident, was later demoted to a teaching position. That's it.
She should not have been able to work around children.
That's really weird,
huh? That's child pornography right there.
Child molesting or something.
Yeah, like that's...
I thought that was a really bizarre. Here's another one that they had. The school has had hate crime incidents along with a hacking incident. Like, there was something about swastikas all over the school painted on the ground and a noose being hung with racial slurs around it. And the hacking, from what I understand, the hacking thing, basically a bunch of kids hacked into the school system and changed their grade and got info on certain teachers and stuff, like where they lived and stuff, which could be very scary, you know, and they got in a bunch of trouble. But the scariest is when someone had graffitied stuff around the school during the break, warning of 12 p.m. on the 26th of February, and this is 2018, a person would shoot up, like they wrote, shoot up the school. And the message sprayed around the campus involved threats such as innocents will die, the next American tragedy, and Florida was nothing. So.
Wow.
Yeah. The school's got some crazy stuff. Oh, and Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 attended the school.
That explains a lot.
No, but yeah, no, this school has a bad track record. And I'm sure every school has spotty stuff of bad things happening. But man, that's some crazy stuff.
You know, I honestly can't think of anything like that ever happening at my school. There might have been. No, that's not true. I think at one point in our middle school, I think there was like a bomb threat written in lipstick.
Yeah, in lipstick.
It was.
When I was in high school,
Barbie was going to blow it up.
Yeah. We probably had four bomb threats while I was in high school. But you got to think, y'all went to, what district were y'all? Like, what kind, like, I was a 5A.
I was a 2, like, I graduated with, like, 90 people.
Right, so I graduated 5A.
So, like, when
I
you,
was 1 or 2A,
when you were, like, get their teacher's address, I went to, like, a lot of my teacher's houses. Like, they...
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like our friends' moms and dads. Like,
so my school was bad enough to where during the day we always had a cop in the building.
Denton was like that.
And so we had like, there was probably four or five cops in the building at all times. And they would have a drug dog on site. And they would search your lockers, do that stuff. And if a fight broke out, it was not, let's pull you apart by your shirts. It was immediately handcuffed, guns drawn, and spray. The pepper spray. And one time, there was these two kids fighting, and they fucked up and sprayed the wrong kid.
Nice.
And so the other kid managed to grab that kid and slammed his head into a corner.
Oh, fuck.
I remember that kid's name, and who was a transfer in. And he looked at his girlfriend, and the dude was supposed to be a black martial artist guy. Yeah, didn't look too good that day, bitch. He got knocked down, and he hit and when the went, like, halfway down and, like, popped back up, he knew his life was over, and then here come the cop. And I'm still friends with that cop, too. It was Officer Jones, but he come running over there, and another cop come around the corner, and we were trying to restrain him. And next thing you know, you see, and our school is not good. All we did was stand on the cafeteria tables and look down at the fight, like, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But they spray the wrong guy, and so was whooping the shit out of the kid, still got up and was able to whoop the shit out of him, and they carried him both away because they helped him, because they just pepper sprayed Brandon, who was down on the ground, and everybody was screaming at him too. It was horrible. Everybody was screaming like, he's already down, what are you doing? Like, like, get that guy that's over here running around gapping crazy.
Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about UFO sightings at school. Yeah, so we will be right back. If you're looking for a good pair of headphones, go to studio.com and order you a pair of the Studio Sweden headphones. You can get 15% off if you use the promo code SECRET at checkout. And best of all, it's got free shipping worldwide. They've got some very stylish and cool headphones, and we use them as we record this show. We have the Regent model, the over-the-ear model, and they are Bluetooth capable, and they have a super long battery life. I forget to charge mine all the time, but that's okay because there's an auxiliary jack where you can just plug straight into the headphones and into your device of choice. They are great headphones. Go to studio.com and use that promo code SECRET for 15% off.
As I come around the corner, my headlights hit this animal in the road.
Really low in the sky were these floating balls of light.
5 or 10 seconds earlier, I watched, you know, a 6'1", 270-pound guy walk right onto that elevator. The doors closed, they opened back up, and he wasn't there.
I heard a low growling sound.
I can't sleep, can't do nothing. I'm afraid the thing's going to come through my wall.
I mean, it just sounded absolutely evil.
Monsters Among Us Podcast. iTunes, Stitcher, and monstersamonguspodcast.com.
So we are back, and we're going to talk more back to school stuff, and now we're going to the UFO portion, and we're going to listen to a Clip?
I love clips.
Oh, hold on. You're muted.
No, you ruined it.
I didn't mean to. Okay, so here we are. We're going to listen to what I like to call 62 children see a UFO.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, here's this clip.
Something major has also happened in Africa. A unique mass encounter between aliens and school children. One night, thousands of people in Africa saw a meteor. 2 days later, something allegedly touched down outside Ruwa, Zimbabwe.
This thing, object, landed with three or four things beside it, and then a door opened, and this little man got out ahead on a black suit.
At the Ariel Primary School, 62 children came into contact with what they say were alien creatures.
They were very slim, the suit was black, but it was the eyes that was frightening.
A large number of children, all with the same apparent story.
Why would 62 children lie?
Celebrated Harvard professor John Mack interviewed the young eyewitnesses.
It was silver, and the ring around it was red.
Did light come from the whole thing? Or
there were lights around here.
Lights along the edge there.
How many of the strange beings did you see?
I saw one over here. They had eyes like that, mm-hmm. and they were kind of just like looking at us. They were like kind of astonished at what we were. Felt scared.
It felt scared? What was scary about it?
Well, I felt scared because I've never seen such a person like that before.
They experienced very powerful encounters with these beings and were left with the rather disturbing fact that this seems to be what it is, and it seems to have no other psychiatric explanation.
Mac feels the children did not experience a mass delusion, but they believe the aliens had an ominous message.
Fungai, what do you imagine is his reason for visiting Earth?
I think it's about something that's going to happen. What I thought was maybe the world's going to end. Maybe they're telling us the world's going to end.
I think they want people to know that we're actually making harm on this world and we mustn't get too technologized.
How did that get communicated to you?
I don't really know, but it just popped up in my head.
Pollution.
He never said anything. It's just that the face is the eyes. They looked horrible.
And the eyes, the horrible look, had that information that you just told me?
Yes.
In Africa, media exposure to aliens or UFOs is limited.
Now, the people in Africa don't have television. They might have a radio, but I can tell you the media don't deal with UFOs there. But nervous of it. So where would they pick it up? Is it a mass telepathy?
The children maintain a belief in what they saw and felt.
If someone were to say, well, you know, you just have a lively imagination and you made this up, what would you say?
I haven't been influenced by any of my friends. I have seen what I've seen.
So right there at the end, the kid that was speaking said that they weren't influenced by any other classmates or whatever. That's because you're going to see a theme with the rest of these, maybe even the ghost sightings. It's called mass hysteria, okay? And mass hysteria is when a lot of people start believing in something that's not truly there. So it would be like if I was sitting here going, I think there's a ghost in here. And then all of a sudden
there is a ghost in here.
There actually might be a ghost in this room. or here, let's just say like, oh my God, there's a Bigfoot outside. And then you
there
see
there is, I see it.
You see you're fucking up my example, Addison. But like you start saying it and then Kristen's like, yeah, no, I think I see it. And there's nothing truly there. So people call this mass hysteria. So that's why they're
I was trying to demonstrate. I'm sorry.
But that's why they're really trying to push the fact of, well, in Africa they don't really watch TV and they don't have they may not even, they may only have a radio. You know, they're trying to push these points to, like, really, like, these kids don't have any influence.
Right.
So, these kids got telepathic messages. Each one of their messages were different, like, saying, you know, the world's going to end, we shouldn't use technology.
Interesting.
What do you think of that?
My thing was, is that I thought it was really funny how, for someone who never has this happen to them, they happen to get some guy with a big, boasty voice to do some ad for them, pretty much. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like an ad, like you watch a commercial for a movie. Like, this has never happened to this town before.
It sounds like all the infomercials.
Yeah, it's like, what? Oh, yeah? Like, they found a guy to do this. There's a guy out there that does this.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I've got another UFO case. This one happened in 1966, so I titled this one 1966 UFO.
Ooh, tell me more.
So, at 11 a.m. on April 6th, 1966, over 300 children and staff...
Wait, 666?
Ooh, good point.
Just saying. Don't do it.
You know my number, girl. You be calling all the time, being like, hey, Satan, can I get some Twizzlers? And I'm like, nah, girl. You make fun of it way too much. But go ahead, keep calling.
Thanks, Satan. I never thought I'd say thanks, Satan, but okay. So, where was I? Over 300 children, and these, including staff members, at the Westall High School in Melbourne, Australia, reported seeing multiple UFOs flying in the sky before the craft landed in a nearby field. Andrew Greenwood was the teacher who witnessed the UFO and was quoted by a UFO researcher named James J. Kibble, which all these quotes are James saying what Greenwood said, okay? So, because he interviewed Greenwood. So he's re-quoting. He's re-quoting. So I'm three quoting.
Okay.
Okay, so just so we're clear. He said that a student ran into the class telling him about the saucer, and he said he thought this child had become deranged or something, so he didn't take any notice. But when the child insisted that the object was in the sky, he decided to go out and have a look for himself. So Greenwood went outside and saw a group of children looking northeast of the school and claims to have seen the UFO hovering close to power lines. He described it as a round silver object about the size of a car with a metal rod sticking up in the air. Then all of a sudden, five planes came and surrounded the object. He called it the most amazing flying he had ever seen in his life, Kibble said, quoting Greenwood again. The planes were doing everything possible to approach the object, and he said how they all avoided collision, he will never know. Every time they got too close to the object, it would slowly accelerate, then rapidly accelerate, and then move away from them and stop. Then they would take off after it again, and the same thing would happen. And he says that this happened for about 20 minutes. Then suddenly, the UFO shot away and vanished within seconds. The headmaster came out and ordered everyone to go back into class. Greenwood told Kibble that the headmaster tried to deny the event, that nothing happened. He gave the school a lecture and told the children that they would be severely punished if they talked about this matter and told the staff that they could lose their jobs if they mentioned it at all.
That's trippy.
How weird is that? Yeah. Apparently, several men wearing black suits had also come visited them in the town and told them not to speak about this encounter. So, men wearing black...
Men in Black in Australia.
Oh my god!
On 666.
On 666. That's weird. I didn't notice that. That was a good...
Thanks.
Is April the 6th month?
No, it's 4.
Oh, damn it. I searched.
So close.
I'm so close. So...
Are you sure it wasn't June?
This is mostly from an article. I just copied and pasted a lot of this because this was interesting. Joy Clark was 12 and a half at the time and vividly remembers the events that occurred that day. I was in class when students rushed in and told us the story. We rushed down to the oval. I don't know what the oval is.
Like their courtyard, maybe?
Well, I don't know. But they rushed down to the oval, and I saw three flying saucers on that day. So I don't know how many there were. My personal belief is that they weren't of this world. They were definitely from somewhere else because I have never seen anything like it at all. The army had arrived and the police were there, and we were told that we were hysterical and it didn't happen while Men in Black interviewed some of the other kids. Again, Men in Black. Terry Peck was playing cricket on a school oval. I guess that's like a playground, huh?
Yeah.
When she saw the saucer and decided to chase it to the Grange Reserve. Someone in Australia, did I say this is in Australia?
Yeah.
Someone in Australia is probably like, you're a fucking idiot, you dumb American.
It happened. At least we're not, you know, trying to speak in an accent this time.
That's true. I was about 6 meters away.
You're a dumb American.
I was about 6 meters away from it. It was bigger than a car and circular. I think I saw some lights underneath it, she told the Herald Sun. Two girls were there before me. One was terribly upset and the other were pale. Really white, ghostly white. They just said they had passed out, fainted. This is written all weird and choppy. They just said they had passed out, fainted. One was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. The now 56-year-old said no time was wasted in covering up the incident. We all got called to into assembly, and they told us to keep quiet, she said. I'd absolutely just like someone to come forward in the services just to say, yes, it did happen, and it landed, and there was a cover-up. Jacqueline Argent said she was one of the first three kids over the fence to look for the UFO landing site. Originally, I thought it must have been an experimental type of craft. Nothing has emerged like that. After all these years, she said, the now 58-year-old told how she was called into the headmaster's office and interrogated by three men immediately following the incident. They had good quality suits and were well-spoken, she said. They said, I suppose you saw little green men. I spoke to my parents about it at the time, and they were pretty outraged. Stephen Cairns also claims to have witnessed a strange phenomenon. The then 7-year-old was living in Dandigong. I knew, you know what? I remember copying that word and being like, I'm not going to be able to read that later. And walking to school with his mother after a dentist appointment when it occurred. In the distance, I saw a silvery disc-like object. However, at first, it was so far away, I was not quite sure what it was. The silvery disc object moved with amazing speed until it was directly above us. It hovered for a few moments, then quickly as it came, it flew away.
Usually how it works, isn't it?
Get out.
I didn't mean it. Forget it.
So, before we get into talking about this case, there's one explanation for this sighting. Okay? A secret radiation testing project known as the HIBAL program, H-I-B-A-L, it's a joint U.S.-Australian initiative developed to monitor atmospheric radiation levels using large silver balloons equipped with sensors, and this was between 1960 and 1969. This happened in 66, remember? It's believed to be the HIBAL flight number 292, but, conveniently, the schedule has been lost, and the rest of the paperwork where it exactly was flown. So, they want to say it's that flight number 292, but there's no proof. So, ladies, I want to hear your thoughts on this case.
I would like for it to be true.
Yeah?
I think it's more of a hype for the town.
You think it's...
Because, I mean, you gotta think, that an alien sighting, and it never happens in this town. Are we still on the same thing?
Yes.
Okay, just
we're talking
sure.
about the Australian sighting.
UFO thing.
Okay, because I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because I went to the bathroom and came back, and I didn't want y'all to have swiped gears on me. So, I mean, I think it's just a big old hype thing, because, I don't know.
But all these kids are claiming to have seen something. The teacher claims to see something. And then even years later, the kids are now grown up, and they're like, no, I definitely saw something weird that day, because I've never seen anything else that looks like it.
I don't know. Everyone knows me. I'm a see-it-to-believe-it kind of person.
Right. What do you think, Addison? Do you think these kids saw something? Especially, you know, if it was just the kids, again, this could be the mass hysteria thing, but they had men in black suits.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's another thing. Like, they... Not only did they have aliens, but they had men in black, too. Like, that's...
Well, and
it was one stretch, like, and then two stretches too far.
See, usually these Men in Black cases are usually after a weird UFO sighting. Like, if we go back to Mothman, Men in Black started going to the towns to investigate, right, supposedly. And that happens a lot with UFO cases. Mm-hmm. They're always followed by Men in Black.
Right.
Men in Black? Yeah. I was making sure I said the plural. Not, I don't know. Anyways,
Man in Black.
Man in Black. But yeah, so it's weird. It's weird that they also brought up this. Oh yeah, it was that Hibble flight 292.
See, that was odd.
And then you're like, okay, so yeah, sure, it's Hibble flight 292. You'll have this U.S. Australian thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the paperwork? Oh, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really? And you know, that's what I've always said about, like, everything is a weather balloon.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to UFO cases, it's so convenient to be like, oh, that was a weather balloon. Have you ever seen a weather balloon?
I don't know if I would know what one was if I saw it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have never seen a picture of a weather balloon. We don't get taught it in science. We don't, you know, like, oh, this is what a weather balloon looks like.
No.
It's not like something that they show on the news, like, oh, people thought they saw a UFO today. Here's what it actually is. It's a weather balloon.
It was a weather balloon, folks. Just kidding.
I've never...
False alarm.
It's just one of those weird things that I feel like, really.
They don't exist, guys. They're actually UFOs.
I just think if the Men in Black part of this story wasn't there, it'd be like, well, these kids are obviously having a case of mass hysteria.
Yeah.
But the teacher saw it, too.
I feel like they definitely saw something. Something was seen.
Right. Well, how about we take another quick break? And when we come back, we'll come back to some paranormal parts of the school stuff. Some hauntings that happen at the schools.
Ooh. Yes, please.
So we will be right back. Do you love cryptids? Well, then you need to order a cryptid crate. Go to cryptidcrate.com and get cryptid goodies delivered to your house every single month. You can get t-shirts, books, DVDs. Hell, we even got chupacabra cooking seasoning in one crate. Every month it's full of unique cryptozoology-themed items. You may get Bigfoot, Mothman, chupacabras, all kinds of cool cryptid goodies. So go to CryptidCrate.com, use the promo code SECRETPOD, and get 20% off your first order. That's CryptidCrate.com, SECRETPOD, to save 20% off your first order.
If you like podcast and you like science, come on baby, listen to us.
Oh my god,
is that good?
Yeah, that was epic.
Listen to the Mad Scientist podcast on all of your iTunes and other listening things. I'm your host Chris Cogswell, here with my co-host Marie Mayhew,
and we sing a lot. We sing for science. Yes.
We talk about science, we talk about history, we talk about ghosts and monsters and UFOs and things, and it's a lot of fun. So come learn about ghosts and UFOs and physics and chemistry and a little bit of biology.
And about economic collapse.
On the Mad Scientist Podcast!
Oh my god.
So we are back from our break and we are ready to talk about back to school.
Why are you talking like this?
Well, I was kind of trying to figure out what I was going to say because I started talking. my mouth worked faster than my brain in that instance.
That happened to you a lot, Darby.
A little bit. So we've talked about UFOs. We've talked about some crazy stuff already, right? Puppies getting eaten.
I was trying to avoid that. Why? It was not necessary to bring that back up.
So we're going to start talking about some paranormal stuff that's happened at schools.
Bring it on.
So this is a haunting. This is apparently one of the most haunted. Like, it's always... I saw it in a couple of different top 10 haunted colleges.
Ooh, where is it at?
So Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. The campus was established in 1804 a year after the statehood, so...
Okay.
The building is apparently located in the middle of a huge pentagram consisting of 5 cemeteries in the area.
Yeah. Okay, is there proof of this?
I guess, if you look it up. I did not look it up. I will put a disclaimer. I did not look it up, but I saw it in multiple sources.
I will look it up while you continue to talk.
Let me give you the name of it one more time. It is Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. Look for Ohio University cemeteries or something. See if someone circled it on Google for us. So...
cemetery pentagram. It's the second thing to pop up.
Is it true?
I don't know. Una momento por favor.
Okay. So the Wilson Hall is in the middle of those cemetery pentagram spots, okay? And there's a couple of different stories. So we're going to start with the first one. This story goes that a man died in the room 428 in the 70s. And you can hear strange sounds and footsteps. People claim to have seen objects moving on their own. Another tale says a female student died of a violent death in that room trying to practice occult magic. People claim that you could hear grunting and loud, scary noises. Apparently she was trying to astral project herself and or contact the dead. Apparently she hung herself, but smeared the room with, I don't remember if they said blood, but we're going to say blood to make it creepy. She smeared the room with red symbols, like weird symbols. After her death, they tried to clean it up and paint the room, but the symbols would bleed through the new paint and they'd appear again. They've since taken that wall out so it would stop bleeding through. And another legend says that the Wilson Hall was built on an Indian cemetery and the spirits are pissed. apparently in 1981, a student even committed suicide after claiming to be haunted by a spirit. Now, I don't know if that's the same one as the girl, because that one said it was in the 70s, but you know how urban legends are. They claim you can see the devil's face in the wood grain on the door, which I watched a video, and they show the door, and you can kind of, if you tilt your head and squint at it, you can see, like, the devil in the door, like, with the wood grain.
I can confirm that's me. It's not my good side, but it's definitely me.
So what you're saying, devil, is it's like if you're taking a poop and you look at a tile and you find a face in it, that's exactly what they did?
Basically. No, it's me. It's me.
Finding a face in a tile while you're pooping.
No, it's me, Kristen.
Taking a big dump.
You're a big dump.
Oh, I know I am, but what are you? what are you?
So, this room has been closed off and hasn't been given to another student. Apparently, it's sealed, and as one claim would say. But then I watched the video and it's a boiler room now. So they made it scary by saying, this room is sealed and no one uses it. But it's a boiler room.
Ta-da! Boiler room.
Yeah, and so the video that I watched, this group of like...
Back in 1800s, there was a boiler room. And there was a family that was killed inside.
And the hook was on the door.
And someone sat there and came in and killed the whole entire family. And now no one wants to go in there. It's haunted forever.
Yeah, it's really one of those kind of stories. Now, this video...
It was a janitor, by the way.
It's in this video, these people are running around in this boiler room. And like... shit's kicking on, like, you know, air conditioners or whatever's all in there. So the equipment that's in there is kicking on.
That's what boiler rooms do.
Right. And there's these chicks that are in there going, ah, screaming and acting like big old wusses.
It's like as they're getting their face burnt off because they're idiots in a boiler room.
Who goes
in a
boiler just kind of funny. Did you ever find out if...
it was, yes.
Most likely.
It is confirmed.
In a boiler room, it's the hot air coming out.
You Google, there are tons of pictures they draw it out for you.
I figured someone had circled it, so...
Anybody who's ever watched...
Home. I call that place home.
Well, anybody who's ever watched...
Stuff that I saw,
what is it? Freddy.
Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger knows boiler rooms are hot. That's what he's always in. He's always in a fucking boiler room, is he not?
Yes.
Yeah, he's always... When you go to his nightmare, he's in boiler room.
One, two... Satan's coming for you. Three,
just like Satan four. Did try to... Ride the piggy tails of someone else's song.
He ran out of stuff. That's why he stopped.
Done. Move on. One bite. Bite-sized Twizzler.
like half a bite.
So I've got a another story from out of the country. This one I titled Malaysia Mass Hysteria. So I talked about mass hysteria a minute ago.
Bless.
So in April 2016, pretty recent.
Malaysia Airlines?
Well, yeah. It? Yeah, same Malaysia. Okay. I don't know why I found that funny, because what happened to them is awful.
That was a terrible thing to laugh at.
Well, it was just weird.
I kept up on the news from 2016. Same one. Semi to 2018.
Well, you know what? Maybe this ties into the airlines. I don't know. We'll see. In April 2016, a school in Kota Bara, Malaysia, had to shut down. Several students and teachers reported seeing spirits or other supernatural experiences. Students said that they had seen a black figure in the school. Soon after, more students said that they had seen it. A teacher told the local news that she felt a heavy presence was hanging onto her. Another witness said the black figure was attempting to enter her body. Around 100 people said that they had seen something. School authorities called in Islamic traditional experts, scholars, and even witch doctors to pray and perform exorcisms. After they had the exorcisms and everything, everything went back to normal. So they were, I think they, it said that they were out of school from Thursday to Sunday. So like 4 or 5 days to get the...
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, their schedule's different because they go to school on Sundays, I believe. So it's not like our Monday through Friday.
They don't
so
have, their Sundays aren't holy days, though.
I'm not sure. That's, I didn't really look up their school system, but it said that they went back on Sunday. So whatever that means.
I can't help but think of like The Grudge when you say like a like black figure.
Ooh, that's scary. If our kids came home saying, "Hey, I saw some weird black figure at school," I'd be
I'd say, "Sergeant, you little demon ass rat, I've been telling you all this time that you're a fucking
hell no,
child.
I'd be going to school with my kid.
Hell no, I'd be like, that's it's coming. Your I told kid, you it's been coming, Kristen, you little devil child.
Kristen, your kid is actually my son."
That explains so much.
That explains why I never felt anything during sex or anything, and I just randomly had a kid.
Yeah, you're not the Virgin Mary. I got with you.
Are you sure that your thing even reaches that far to have a kid?
All right, I'm done with this conversation.
Can you warn me before you start cracking jokes? Because that almost came out my nose.
Okay, so I got another...
It's like a little demon spawn running around, because that's all it is. It's like when you think about the devil ejaculating out of his Twizzler dick, it's just like this little... a black smoke.
I swear, sometimes... I wonder if mine sold her soul to you sometimes, because here lately, she has been a holy terror.
What? She's a little princess angel.
There's she's a princess angel of the
She's
devil.
Taken after my sister. I think her head can spin around in a complete circle some days.
Well, that I can confirm. And she pukes vomit sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to another story of the paranormal happening at school. This one's called Argentina Possessed.
Ooh.
November 2017.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Cracked the case. It was drugs.
11 teenage girls between 17 and 19 years old had to have an exorcism performed on them in Santiago de Salavina. Salavina.
He apologizes.
I apologize.
Because he butchered that.
De Salavina.
In this, again, in Argentina. After they collapsed during class and started convulsing, parents believe that the children had been affected by black magic or possessed by a spirit that haunts the grounds. So there's footage of this. And the man that's performing the exorcism is Julio Alias. And he, I guess, is a healer. And he shows... the video shows him grabbing this younger-looking girl and...
Grabbing her where?
Well, like, she's standing in front of him, and he's got his hand on her head, and okay. He's, like, performing an exorcism. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, she just drops. And in all the articles I read, they compared it to a snake, like, how she moved and stuff. And she just starts, like, slithering almost. It's weird. And she just starts jerking her body around and just thrashing around. Yeah, he's trying to get rid of her evil spirits. I don't know if they were successful. I could never find a follow-up story to see what had happened to this these girls. But apparently it's not like they were just like, oh, we got to get someone in here to exorcise these kids. They did try to get a hold of a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist examined three of the teens and concluded that the incident was a mere case of mass hysteria. So, basically, one girl started doing this, and then the other girls just started acting on it, because it's the mass hysteria thing.
So one girl is on drugs, and then the rest of them...
Or it could be a mental thing. It could be... There could be something wrong with the girl.
And or just popularity contest.
Who knows? So, the last one that I've got, and this one, it's not spooky, it's just weird. And it's really weird because Kristen was watching a show on this the other day. Pandas.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. It was 20 versus 20.
2020, you mean?
2020, 20 versus the slash mark, whatever. 2020, whatever.
Yeah, you were watching a thing on 2020.
At least I was educating myself, okay?
Now, fucking, this apparently happened famous. In a town called Leroy, or close to a town called Leroy. So in spring of 2012, 20 teenagers at a high school in Rochester, New York, like I said, near Leroy, they actually call this disease Leroy or something like that, they suffered sudden tics like Tourette syndrome.
Where pandas come in at? Okay.
None of these teens had ever had any kind of symptoms or
neurological.
God damn it, I still can't say.
Neurological issues.
Neurological
issues. They didn't have these neuro problems.
Wow. Neo.
And most of them have recovered since then. And apparently there was two more cases in 2013, but after that there was no more cases. And there was a lot of info on this one, and I figured we could end up doing an episode on this Leroy thing. And so I just went ahead and just found a clip because there was just too much for me to research to try to cram in this grab bag special episode. So here is a clip about what happened in this town.
We have more now on that mysterious outbreak of Tourette's-like symptoms among a group of high school students, most of them girls, in upstate New York. Health officials call it a case of mass hysteria, but they haven't convinced some parents and investigators like Aaron Brockovich, who suspect toxic waste is the cause. We're going to speak live to two of the girls suffering from the symptoms and their moms in just a moment. But first, ABC's Lindsay Davis has the latest on the controversy.
Months of mounting frustration surrounding a medical mystery in Leroy, New York, are now coming to a head.
No, I'm done listening to you. You guys need to do something.
Nearly two dozen people, including a 36-year-old, are now experiencing uncontrollable tics, seizures, and outbursts.
Today, this is a good day. This what you see, this is a good day.
Famed environmental activist Aaron Brockovich suspects these Tourette's-like symptoms could be environmental. But after testing the water and air, the New York State Department of Health issued a report saying no infectious or environmental etiologies were found. And at least eight of the girls have been diagnosed with conversion disorder, where stress manifests in real physical symptoms.
This is obviously not Tourette's, and this is a constellation of multiple symptoms, of which one of which can be tics.
The doctors did say they noticed that after some of the girls appeared on TV showing one particular kind of tic, others would start to tic in similar manners. One doctor, who hasn't treated the girls, even recently suggested the situation could be attributed to social media, that merely watching YouTube and Facebook videos of the tics could spark subconscious imitation. Lydia Parker is good friends with two of the girls, also suffering with the same condition.
And what are their symptoms like? Similar to yours?
Yeah. Vocal outbursts, constant movement. One of my good friends, she has seizures due to what's going on. She, like, daily just hurts. She just falls down and has seizures.
Many of the parents and students involved feel enough has not been done to investigate environmental causes, and they hang on to the hope that they may soon have answers. For Good Morning America, Lindsay Davis, ABC News, New York.
So real quick, in that clip, the 36-year-old mother or whoever she is that ended up getting
the teacher.
She was she said, this is a good day. She's just, all she's doing is turning her head when she's talking, and that's what she's doing. She's just turning her head. So it's tics like that. They all have, like, really, the one girl that's talking about her friends having it, the whole time she's, like, moving her hands. I know people that are listening can't see this, but she's, like, moving her hands like it's a dance routine. Just one hand, though, and she's just calmly speaking and just moving her hand. So...
yeah, but it all started from one person. And what'd they say their name was? Erin Brockovich.
No, it didn't say that it started from her.
Well, Erin Brockovich was in there. That's a movie.
Yeah, whoa.
It was just funny. Like, how serious can you be as a reporter to say
there's something with Erin Brockovich. I can't remember. But it is the same Erin Brockovich. Like, she's an environmentalist. She's the one that's like, there's something that's making these girls do this.
No, I know that, but I'm saying there's a movie. Like, no. Like, Erin Brockovich is in a movie.
It's a film.
It's a film, like an actual Hollywood
movie. I know that. I'm saying it's the same one. It's the same real life version of that person, from what I understand. But yeah, so they get these tics. And some of the articles I was reading, and like I said, I didn't want to get too deep into it. I just thought it was something weird, because this all started at school, apparently. Or they say.
Miss Julia Roberts.
I'm not saying it's not a movie. I'm agreeing with you 100%. I'm talking about this is the real person, though.
Oh, Erin Brockovich. You remember what that movie was? It was about the water.
Yes, yeah. An environmentalist. That's what I'm saying. It's the real person.
She's a person.
It's not.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jesus.
You're saying she is saying it was caused from water.
Well, she was saying that it was a toxic spill of some sort. Yeah. And that she,
in their drinking water or whatever.
Yeah, she was trying to have all the soil samples and stuff.
I see what you're saying now.
So, anyways.
Sorry, blonde moment.
A lot of the people were saying that, in some of the articles, I'm sorry. Some of the articles were saying that they think it's the vaccines that they're giving kids. And
oh my God, don't get me started on...
One day we'll do an episode on that, because that's a big hot topic. A lot of people strongly believe one way or the other. I'm not saying which side I'm on.
The only thing I don't believe in is the flu vaccine.
I don't either. But
so are BFFs.
Simply because the only...
What about the Twizzler vaccine?
Fuck off.
That no one's ever offered that. It must be too small for them to see in the lab.
Must not be big enough to make a difference.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think is causing these girls to do these crazy tics? Do you think it could be the mass hysteria thing?
I think it is. I think it's mass hysteria.
Because, and here's a good example, because we kind of have some personal...
That or high school bullshit to where one sees it and they see the attention they're getting and then they move on.
They did say after they saw their friends on the news, more people developed it. But I was going to say, we have a little personal experience with a kid mimicking another tic, because my brother, my 16-year-old brother at this point, used to have this tic where he would... twitch his head and look up at you. How do you describe it, Kristen? Like he'd twitch his like his chin to his chest and annoying. Then look that's up at you with it. His eyes, and he would just do it every once in a while randomly while he was talking to you. Well, at the time when Gibson, he's now 9,
it's a learned tic,
right?
So just like you can learn someone else's mannerisms, or just like if you're teaching a kid to say something or teaching them how to go to the potty or whatever it be, if someone sees you doing it constantly, then your brain is going to learn it.
Well, what I was saying is Gibson was like 7 at the time, 6 or 7, and he was hanging around Colton, my brother.
He started doing that shit tick.
He started doing a tick where he would open his mouth real wide, like he was trying to pop his jaw or something out of socket. And as soon as they stopped hanging out with each other for about 6 months, Gibson stopped doing it.
But then he started licking his lips.
Yeah, he's got other ticks now.
He developed a new tick. He does have ticks like crazy, and they're not very good ticks, but...
But we think it started because he was hanging around my brother. Kind of mass hysteria, I guess. A small case of mass hysteria.
That or I guess it could come from me.
Small hysteria.
Like learned behavior.
It could be the OS or my OCD coming towards him, because...
Kristen does have some bad...
I have bad OCD. Like, shit. I mean, there's little ticks that people don't notice because they're not around me every day. Like, if I brush my teeth, I wet both my hands before I ever touch a toothbrush, because if not, it feels funny to me.
She turns on the light 27 times and shuts the door 3 times behind her.
No, I don't. I'm not that bad. I'm just, I have.
Kristen's one of her OCD things is like, if she's like, okay, I want to wear this yellow shirt tomorrow, she will wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning to be like, do you know where that yellow shirt is? No, Kristen, I don't know where your yellow shirt is. I was sleeping and fighting ninjas in my dream, and now you've ruined it.
Speaking of which, I still can't find a shirt that I was looking for 2 days ago.
Damn it.
Oh, God, why did you do it, Toby?
I need Addie's help, because I can't find it. It's my Home Depot shirt that says I turn to do's into tildas. Can't find it.
I promise you, I don't have it.
I know you don't have it, but I need somebody to help me find it, because I need a new pair of eyes. Just like, you know, when people say, okay, after you look at something for so long, then your brain will just kind of die out. You need somebody else with a new pair of eyes to come in.
Fresh eyes.
Fresh eyes, yeah.
I couldn't find something for forever. I looked for months and months and months, and I can't remember what it was now. And I was convinced that someone had stole it. Like,
I've done that with my OCD. I've totally done that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I talked to you about this thing, mm-hmm. and then I went home, and I was putting my shit up. It was in my drawer, where it should have been the whole time. But I don't put anything up.
You know, where's his shirt at, though?
You know, it was the last place you looked, huh?
No.
I didn't understand that saying for, like, probably I'm sure I've 5 or 6 years ago. I was like, oh, I get that saying now.
It's always the last place you look.
Yeah, so, anyways.
Dipshit.
I know. Anyways.
So, OCD people.
I always took it as, like, I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot. We all know this. It's nothing new. anyways, so that's all I've got for all the back-to-school stuff. Is there any weird experiences that you've personally had at school or anything that you'd like to share real quick?
No, I shared them.
Negative.
Well, we hope everyone has a good school year, I guess, and or your kids have a good school year.
Hope their schools aren't haunted by ghosts and they don't see UFOs.
Hope they don't get mass hysteria.
And their pet turtles don't eat dogs.
If your students or you, if you're in college or something, because if you're in, like...
All the parents are like, hell no, you're not doing A&P. Well, yeah. Fuck that shit.
If you have anything crazy happen, we want to know about it.
Please share.
Please share and tell us about it.
We have a hotline. It's 1-800-666-6666.
Oh my god, now you're
going
to have to create something.
That's just my phone number, guys.
You're welcome, bitch.
Don't use it.
Call me and
Call me for a good Twizzler dick time.
No, I will come to your school and cause mass hysteria, make everyone think that they saw a 7-foot red
little
man's
poof of
penis.
Gas. He'll fart in the classroom and it'll be the little demon that... scared your child.
Well, all right. I do want to touch more on this mass hysteria stuff later in a future episode.
Yeah.
I want to touch on the Leroy stuff. So this is kind of a gateway to some
Leroy
of our...
Leroy Jenkins.
Yes, please. I've been avoiding trying to say that joke this entire time.
I was waiting for one of y'all. I didn't want to be the one to do it.
I did it.
I love that sound clip. I try to use it as much as I can in my second show, the Secret Levels podcast, because I love it so much. I'm gonna insert it right here. How'd you like that?
It was great.
hold on.
Perfect.
Hold on.
Round of applause.
Right here. Here you go.
Leroy Jenkins.
Yes.
Yep, there it is.
So good. So perfect.
go listen to the Secret Levels podcast, my retro video game podcast, and see how many times I try to sneak that in there when I can. But anyways, I think that's it for this episode. Everyone want to say goodbye? Happy school year.
Goodbye and good luck.
Auf Wiedersehen, my little babies.
If you're going to cheat on a test, give me a call. I'll make a deal for your soul.
Don't do it.
Bye.
I try to cheat my pregnancy test. That's where it's coming.
Oh, bless. That's the wrong kind of test, Kristen. Like,
We'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's special Back to School episode. I know it was a little bit different, but I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you or your children or whoever you know that's going to school has a good school year. So now let's get down to some business. If you would, please make sure you're following us on all our social medias. That is at Secret Trans Pod on Instagram and the Twitters. We have a Facebook page. And we also have a Facebook group called Secret Transmissions Secret Group. And you can discuss topics like this in that group with us and a bunch of other people. Make sure you check out the Dark Myths. Go to darkmyths.org to check out some of the wonderful shows on there. I'd highly suggest shows such as The Rumor Flies or The Mad Scientist Podcast, Blurry Photos, Monsters Among Us. So go check out some of those shows. They're awesome. You can also check out the Somebodies Network on Instagram and Twitter at Somebodies. That's SomeBuddies. Lots of wonderful shows like Throwdown Thursday, The Cretans Guilds, Nerd or Not, The Derailers, Best Darn Diddly, Random Ramblings with Rob, just a bunch of great shows. So go check out some of those shows. Support some indie podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you leave us a review, because that helps us out. But more importantly, make sure you leave all the podcasts that you love a review. Because, again, supporting the podcast community, the indie podcast community, it just makes the world go round. So please, leave us a review if you'd like, or just go leave some of your favorite podcasts a review. It'll mean a lot to them, I promise. If you'd like to support our show, you can go to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/secrettransmission, and just for as low as $1, you can get our bonus episodes and all that good stuff. There's other tiers. Go check it out. Or you can go to our TeePublic page, teepublic.com/user/secrettransmission. We've got a bunch of different t-shirt designs, a couple of new ones, a couple of old ones. Go check it out. They're usually on sale, so when they go on sale, they're $14 plus shipping. That's when I would say go order them, because they're on sale. And soon we will have front and back design t-shirts. They just added a new feature to where we can have front and back printings. So that's pretty cool. They're a little more expensive, but that's still pretty cool. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Studio Sweden Headphones and Cryptid Crate. And as a heads up, next week we have Zanger from the Zang This podcast on. He's kind of giving us a heads up what to know and what to look for at the Mothman Festival. So we will be on the road next week, and that episode will actually air on Thursday. We're going to release it a day early for any of our listeners that may be going to the Mothman Festival, so you can kind of know what to expect. So if you are going to Mothman, please hit us up. Let us know. We want to say hi. We want to give you some stickers or whatever. And I'm also going to start trying to play music to play us out of each episode from now on. I've tried it once before, and for some reason, bands and musicians just didn't want to get promoted. I wasn't asking for anything. I just said, hey, I've got this platform, let me play your song. So I'm starting it again. I've got a couple of bands for the next couple of weeks. So if you have a band or know someone in a band and they want to promote their music, send them our way. Just tell them to hit us up on one of the social medias. I will happily play one of their songs and promote them. So this week I've got a song from Exit Mind Bomb, and you can go to exitmindbomb.bandcamp.com, and it's off the album New Totally Radical, and this song is called I Don't Have Time For You. So that's it for this week. We hope you come back next week as we try to explain the unexplainable. No, I don't.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.